Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante with Andy Shea and Bob Flounders. Ready to talk some football, guys?
Ready?
Oh, absolutely. The offseason's often is alive and kicking already for Penn State because they still have a bowl game, Jim. But the first couple days of the post-regular season have been, I think, pretty interesting.
They certainly have. And this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, which is now officially available in Pennsylvania. As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so much going on this week, you'll definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever, with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So download it, the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, right now, and make sure to use KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up with code KSN to place your first bet, and you could get a risk-free bet up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Tell you what, my life has changed now that sports wagering is legal in Pennsylvania. I love it.
How about your bank account?
Actually, I've been doing okay.
Your bank account always changes when DraftKings is involved. Trust me. One way or another, it's going to change. It's not going to stay the state.
I went to my DraftKings account. I bet Penn State basketball the other night. How's that?
I've done...
I hope you can bet on Penn State wrestling. That might be tough, though. I don't know what kind of odds you would give on the other side.
In terms of sports betting and DraftKings app, Ohio State's been a pretty good pick this last month.
Oh, we'll see.
We'll be talking about it more, but just make sure.
They weren't that great when they played Penn State.
That's
right.
Stayed away from that game.
Hey, but if you're a fan of the Keystone Kickoff Show and you like to place wagers, make sure you use code KSN when you download that DraftKings Sportsbook app. All right, guys, let's start quarter number one, as usual, with news and notes. And for the season ending, we've got lots of news. Let's start with the elephant in the room, and I'm not talking about Ross not being here this week. He's on assignment, which is why I'm here.
Hawaii.
Let's talk about James Franklin. Now, by the time you folks hear this show, you may know more than us. There's a Board of Trustees meeting coming up on Friday. Bob, what could you tell us as far as up to the minute as we record?
So compensation committee, or the committee for compensation, I believe, I hope I got that right, is scheduled to meet Friday for a personnel matter. James Franklin, 10-2 this year. I think you could say he exceeded expectations.
That's a
good
way to put
it. You look what he's done since the start of the 2016 season. You look how he's recruiting. All of it is trending in the right direction. He played Ohio State off their feet in Columbus this year. They could have easily won at Minnesota, 10-2. They look good for a really nice bowl game. They have a very talented roster led by Butkus Fitzgerald linebacker of the year, who we're going to talk about a little bit later. But you know, this has been if you're trying to build a program or you want to coach for a program, and you think about all the things that James is good at, whether it's being the face of the program, whether it's his personality, whether it's his ability to recruit, whether it's his won and loss record, he would be a five-star recruit. He's the most, and Penn State knows that. A lot of other people know that. You look at a lot of major programs that are not doing very well this year. He's a coveted guy. Penn State knows it. He's been mentioned in connection with a couple of other jobs One filled recently, USC's Clay Helton's going to return.
Yep.
He said after the game, he was asked to talk about maybe the future and being linked to these jobs. And he said he's happy where he's at. And he said, hopefully we can kind of put this, I'm paraphrasing, hopefully we can kind of put this to rest in the next few days. They have a signing day coming up. There is a compensation committee meeting scheduled for Friday. I think if you connect the dots, I think the smart money probably, if you were, if it was on DraftKings, Jim, I think the smart money would be you would be betting on James Franklin either being in line for an extension or just a hefty raise because he's earned it.
I would. I think you forget that James Franklin's a Pennsylvania guy, right? You know, he's born and bred in this state. This is where he wants to be. And then you add the flip side to it from and he's got 3-10 win seasons in 4 years, and he's outstanding CEO. Like, he's an outstanding CEO of, like you were talking about, a college football program. It's, you know, it's just a marriage that works. Why would he want to go somewhere else and start over? If they compensate him or give him an extension, mm-hmm. it's earned. I don't think he's going anywhere anyway. Right. Even if they're not extending him or giving him a compensation, it just doesn't feel like he wants to leave.
Jim, I think definitely, just real quick, they're going to need to pay the man.
Oh, yeah. No, they have to pay him.
And also, I think there's probably more to this than we can – this will be an off-season story to talk about. But I don't think it's just about him. I think it's about the facilities. I think it's about his coaching staff and the salaries for his assistants.
That's a big deal.
He needs to keep pace with the Ohio States and the SEC and the conference powers of the world. And it's not going to come cheap. And if Penn State wants to be a top 10 program, it's kind of all laid out for them. They have a guy that knows how to build a program, and he is constantly pushing, I think, the Penn State program to try and get better.
When Andy, let me ask you this though.
Sure.
This has been a couple times we've gone through this process. As a Penn State fan, I'm tired of it. I want James Franklin to be the coach. I think he's mm-hmm. the best guy for the job. But I'm kind of tired of it as a fan to have to worry about him every year flirting with other teams. At what point does that become a negative?
I don't think it is, because you mean a negative for James or a negative for the fan base?
Or the program. At what point does a recruit say, you know, he keeps threatening to leave every year. Maybe I should go to Clemson. Dabo doesn't threaten to leave every other year.
I don't know that he's threatening to leave. I just think he is more about every year we have to commit financially to what it takes if we want to compete with the Ohio States and the playoff contenders. I don't know that his name came up. Like, I don't know how serious it got. But I don't feel like he threatened that he
would. Well, he doesn't have to, but right. Don't you feel like his sure. agent is having conversations?
That's what the job of an agent is, to get his client more money.
Is Dabo and Saban's agents doing the
same
thing?
Is James' pay in line with those guys?
Not with those two, but how many playoffs has James made? But so there's a difference.
Yeah. It sounds like I can sense your frustration. Jimmy, what I would say is, I mean, There are probably only a handful of coaches you can probably mention in the same breath with James Franklin.
And true, and I get that. And I think as a Penn State mm-hmm. fan, like I said, we're kind of torn. We want James Franklin to be here. He's the best guy for the job. I don't think there's another guy.
Right.
Who would you replace him with?
Right.
But anyway, this is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Our show is brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I know you had something you want to say, Andy.
Yeah, there's a fine line where Penn State is as a program and what James has built between business and heart of the matter. You're talking about it, Jimmy, from the heart of the matter thing. That's a fan thing. There's a business side of it that James pays attention to as well. And it is about him. There's a guy to pay the guy, and he's the guy. But he also wants to get everyone on his staff paid as well. And as the program has ascended, he wants to hold the administration sort of accountable to that. And not only for him, but for those with him. So as he's ascended it, there's a business side of it that gets lost in the heart side of it.
What Jimmy's also saying is if this is going to happen again, maybe this will be the right. last time it happens.
And
for
James doesn't.
While.
James isn't like wishy-washy on this. He's pretty cut and dry about, you know, look, I think there's a meeting coming up. And he's never really fully explored anything outside of Penn State that we know of.
Where there's smoke, Andy, and especially I'm sure his agent's out there. All right,
well, that's his agent, yeah.
Let's move on. There's been some very good news, I think, coming out of the Nittany Nation for Nittany Nation. Pat Freiermuth and Michael Mennett, they're both staying. What does that mean for this team?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it's huge. It's huge. I think, you know, Freiermuth is a rare talent. Second team All Big Ten choice. He would have been a first team All Big Ten choice, but the guy who won the award, Bryce Hopkins, is a really good player too. But Penn State really hasn't had a tight end quite like him. I like the fact that he came out right away. Like, I think it was right after the Rutgers
game.
And he thought about it, and he said he wanted to come back. I think he can get better. I also think he could easily went to the league, and I don't think a first round pick, but he would have been maybe a second or third round pick, probably second. I was interested with Mennett's decision, I think, Andy, a little bit more than Freiermuth. First of all, it means their offensive line should be very good next year. If you would have to figure Will Fries is coming back. I think after the Ohio State game, he knows he has some things to work on.
Yes.
So that's they're going to lose Steven Gonzalez, but they have Miranda and Thorpe, who both played a lot this year. You can make the case they have all five starters, I think, coming back. Good player, played hurt down the stretch. Another guy, I mean, this is funny. Bates and McGovern leave. Mennett decides to stay. It's a personal choice. He did mention he wanted to get his degree. I thought that was very interesting. I think it's very, very good news for this offense, but there's still some other players that are kind of on the fence.
Yeah, I thought Mennett's was the most interesting as well. And I think the degree played a big role for him. But I also think he knows that the progress he made as a player this season, right, and another season at the position, that he could actually play in the NFL, not just try and get a cup of coffee or try and hang on, but he could actually play, and he needs to get better.
Real quick with the time we have, Gross Matos going to the NFL. I don't think any of us are surprised by that.
Correct.
One, I was a little bit surprised, I'll ask you to interpret it. Ricky Slade on social media, and I'm quoting, "A champion is simply someone who did not give up when they wanted to, till next year, Beaver." I'm guessing he's referring to Beaver Stadium.
I'm hoping
that that's the case. Surprised by Ricky Slade?
I mean, to me, it sounds like he is coming back. And I think that's good news. But if all four of those kids, that's a very talented room. There's other running backs coming in too. He's got his work cut out for him. And you got to wish he was good 2 years ago. He's got to get back to that status.
All right, that's it for quarter number one from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around, quarter number two. We're going to look at the Rutgers game tape.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves, fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today, use code KSNSSignup. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.